And here at the Vatican this afternoon, the new members of the Pontifical Swiss Guard took their oath of allegiance in a special ceremony commemorating the day in 1527 when 147 guardsmen gave their lives in a desperate action that allowed Pope Clement VII to escape the sack of the city. Charles Collins reports.
One by one, 32 new recruits stepped forward and took the oath of service to the Holy Father, each in their own language. The men promised to serve faithfully, sincerely, and honorably, sacrificing, if necessary, their own lives. The Swiss Guards hold this ceremony on May 6th to mark the day in 1527 when 147 members of their corps gave their lives protecting Pope Clement VII during the sack of Rome. Earlier in the day, the commandant of the Swiss Guards, Daniel Rudolf Anrig, laid a wreath on a memorial to the fallen in the courtyard of the unit's barracks. The sacrifice of the guards was also the theme of the homily at a morning mass celebrated by the Cardinal Secretary of State, Tarcisio Bertone.
Il vostro, cari amici della Guardia Svizzera Pontificia, è un servizio delicato.
He said their service requires dependability, devotion, faithfulness, and vigilance. He spoke to the guards about the relationship between vigilance and prayer. He told them their service at the Vatican is not just about external vigilance, but also keeping vigilance in their hearts. As their name implies, all of the Swiss Guards are native to Switzerland, and all the recruits must have completed basic training in the Swiss Army. Among those present for the activities of the day was Major General André Blattmann, the new commander-in-chief of the Swiss Armed Forces. In addition, there were representatives from the Swiss Canton of Zurich. The Swiss Guard said their participation is meant to promote and strengthen the Corps' ties to Switzerland and its regions. I'm Charles Collins.